And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
Good. So we're going to talk about Artcentrics. They've got a production of Aida. It's at the Motor House. Aida is, of course, a very famous Verdi opera. They're not doing that. What are they doing instead?
No, this is not the opera. This is a pop opera. This is the Broadway musical, the Disney version that came out about 20 years ago. It has a score by Elton John and Tim Rice. The score won the Tony Award. The script is by three people, maybe one or two too many, including the original director and the playwright David Henry Hwang. It doesn't add a happy ending to the opera the way Rent did. If you remember, Mimi lives at the end of Rent, doesn't live at the end of La Boheme. Basically, this is the opera's story. It's the story of a romantic triangle in ancient Egypt. Amneris, the pharaoh's daughter, is betrothed to Rhadames, the king of the Egyptian army. But he falls in love with a captive slave, Aida. He doesn't know that she is herself the daughter of a Nubian king. One major difference from the opera is that the musical uses a framing device in a modern-day museum. Amneris is a statue in this museum. She steps off the pedestal. She sings the opening song. And among the museum visitors are two people who will turn out to be reincarnations of characters in ancient Egypt.
So an opera obviously requires, you know, powerful, trained classical voices. That's not necessarily so true of a pop opera. How's the singing in this production of Artcentric?
Well, you're right. It doesn't require the same chops, but this production does have some very powerful singers. I want to sing out Awa Sal Seka, who plays Aida. She has a really heart-filled voice, and she also brings lots of emotion to her acting and her singing. Joan Nathan Michael plays Rhadames. He's an equity actor. The one equity actor in this production. And he really shows us Rhadames' bravado, both in his acting and in his singing. Rhadames and Aida have a duet that crossed over to the pop charts. You may have heard of this. It was called Written in the Stars and was recorded by Elton John and Leanne Rimes. It went gold before the show ever got to Broadway. But getting back to the Artcentric cast, Kenesha Williams is also a notable Amneris. She lets us see the character grow from a pampered princess to a genuine, responsible leader. There's also really good choral work in this, Tom. The music direction is by Cedric Lyles, Artcentric's managing director. He's also on the keyboard. He's part of a five-person ensemble. Let's listen to Aida's first solo, The Past is Another Land. You're going to hear the feeling in Awa Sal Seka's voice.
Awa Sal Seka, she's singing an Artcentrics production of Aida. So, Judy, how's the production stage? What's it look like? Is it good?
Well, the set designer is Ryan Haas, and he has come up with a configuration for the stage of an ankh, the Egyptian hieroglyph for life. The audience sits on the two long sides of this figure. On the floor, at the top of the ankh, there is a teardrop shape that is filled with sand, which is an interesting reminder of the desert that makes up most of Egypt. But especially, I have to say, especially in a show with a lot of dancing, as the sand started to scatter, I was worried that the performers would slip on some of the stray sand. Speaking of dancing, the choreography is by Shalice Hemby, and she puts particularly nice dance interludes between the scenes. There's one with Nubian slaves carrying baskets of laundry on their heads, and there's a scene with Amneris that features two women twirling scarves. The male ensemble also does some really impressive athletic steps. The costumes are by Larry Muncy. One number, My Strongest Suit, has these great headdresses for Amneris' handmaidens. They're all spangled. One actually has a cobra worked into the headdress. I did have one bit of costume confusion. There are many references to Aida wearing slaves' clothing. But for most of the show, we see her wearing a violet silk gown. Awfully nice. The direction of the show is by Kevin McAllister. That's the company's artistic director. The actors are mic'd, but sometimes when they are at the far end of the playing area or with their backs to us, I lost a bit of the dialogue. I brought a sample of one of the songs that's sung in that sand pit I told you about. This is the reprise of Aida and Rhadames' romantic duet, one of their two romantic duets. It's just before they are entombed alive together.
Uh-oh.
Be all
That's Awa Salseca and Jonathan Michael in Artcentric's production of Aida. So, Judy, you've never reviewed an Artcentric show for us before. Tell us a little bit about this company. They're new.
They're not that new, actually. They were formed back in 2003 by a group of Morgan State University students and alums. They initially performed in a lot of venues, including Garrison Forest School and Morgan. This is their third season at the Motor House, which is the nonprofit arts hub on North and Howard, and was formerly called Load of Fun. Their mission statement says, "Artcentric is a color-conscious organization committed to re-examining traditional roles in the arts." And I'll give you an example from this show. Even though Aida takes place in Africa, on Broadway, Rhodomies and Amneris were played by white actors. This production has an all-black cast, which is really much more appropriate. This is the second time Artcentric has done Aida. They did a previous production in 2007 at Morgan State. And they also do lots of educational and community outreach programs. I've been curious about their work for quite some time. I was glad to get to see it, and it was an impressive production.
Yeah, and Motor House is a great place to see a show. I really like it down there. It's terrific. So this Aida, is this a good show for fans of the Verdi opera, or should they stay away? Is this musical types only instead of opera types?
I originally saw this show years ago with an opera fan, and she commented at the time on how closely the libretto stuck to the original. Of course, most people don't go to opera for the libretto. The script of the musical includes some modern lingo. Aida says to Amneris, "I'll say this for you Egyptians, your thread count is amazing." Rhodomies tells Amneris near the end, "I never meant to hurt you." There is this very catchy Elton John score. Opera fans may find it interesting, but the show is better suited to fans of Broadway musicals and pop operas, and particularly Elton John. And this production is a very good introduction to Artcentric and to the, as you'd say, very welcoming space at Motor House.
All right, and no animal parades in the beginning of the second act. Yeah, that's good. So the production of Aida, it's by Artcentric. It's at the Motor House in Baltimore's Station North Arts and Entertainment District. It's there until the 26th of August. We've got a link to details about the showtimes and all that stuff at wipr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about a show called Consent. What's that all about?
This is a show about informed consent in medical situations. It's a Baltimore Playwrights Festival production at the Spotlighters.
All right, look forward to it. One of these days we're going to talk about Stephanie Ibarra. She's been named the new artistic director at Center Stage, too. Looking forward to that.
Oh, I am, too. I'm very enthusiastic.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Judy. Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. We're going to talk to Brandon Scott. He's the chair of the Baltimore City Council Public Safety Committee. We're going to talk about the charges brought against former Baltimore police officer Arthur Williams. Plus, we'll have the latest on the Manafort trial and, of course, Omarosa's tell-all. And an in-studio performance by a terrific singer and ukulele player, Victoria Vox. That's all coming up tomorrow. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, we appreciate you listening. Have a great day.